Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Downstream with DVTV, where we discuss our recommendations for things such as movies and video games. My name is Lauren, and I'm here with John Carlos and Dakota.
Hello.
Hey guys.
And today we will be talking about our own recommendations. So I'm going to start it off with a movie recommendation, and my movie is Song of the Sea. It's based off the Irish legend of the Selkie, which is a creature that lives as a seal in the sea but becomes human on land. It follows the story of a young boy named Ben and his mute little sister named Saoirse. They grew up in a lighthouse with their father and their mother, who was lost at sea when the girl was born. Leaving a seashell with Ben, Saoirse ends up finding the seashell and plays it like a flute. And once she does, magical things begin to happen and we discover that Saoirse isn't like normal girls. Soon the children embark on a quest accompanied by their sheepdog named Coo to help the fair folk and to save Saoirse. Along the way, they encounter fairies, ancient sea gods, and even a witch. You can stream this on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and if you're lucky, you can even stream it on an airplane. It was released back in July of 2015 in Ireland, but it was released in November of 2015 in the US. It was directed by Tom Moore, and the main actors are David Rowell and Lucy O'Connell. You can find similar movies like this known as The Secrets of Kells and Wolfwalkers, and they're similar in the way of the animation style, which is what really caught my eye to begin with. It's a hand-drawn 2D-like style with a 3D atmosphere. And it's a very fun, lighthearted story that's great for the family and for all ages. I absolutely love it, and I would always recommend this to people who want a nice, fun, new movie to watch. Do you guys have any questions about it?
Nope, I'm good.
No, not really, no.
Okay.
This is an ancient shell that my mother gave me a long time ago. Hold it to your ear and listen carefully. You will hear the song of the sea.
Mom?
I'm so sorry.
Say hello to Saoirse.
Next, we have Dakota with her TV show recommendation.
Right, so the show I chose was Good Girls. It's currently streaming on Netflix, Hulu, and NBC for free. It's currently on air with about 40 seasons. Good Girl, Four seasons, 40 episodes. Good Girls follows three lifelong best friends slash suburban soccer moms as they delve into the world of crime to make ends meet. The interfamily drama is hilarious, and there's just enough drama to keep you hooked. While the genre of the show is comedy, the drama aspects are frankly refreshing. I think it's a really neat spin. And also, the show's got a lot of diversity. Christina Hendricks, Mae Whitman, Manny Montana, and Marietta Sirleaf are the main actors with a few choice side characters. So if you're looking for diversity, that's definitely a go-to. This show is really great for late-night binges, so if this sounds interesting, I'd definitely give it a go. Any questions?
What would you say the show is like audiences?
I think the audience is definitely... probably like 17 up. I think it's definitely aimed for young adults, especially because there are some more adult quote-unquote scenes in the movie, especially in the third season when one of the main characters gets murdered. But
Spoiler alert.
Or not main character, it was a side character, so it's not super big spoiler, but it's definitely something that I don't think your kids should be watching.
What do you want?
Oh, relax, sweetheart. I just need you to call your lady friends over so we can all have a little talk.
About what?
Oh, about the money you stole from us.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, next and lastly, we have John Carlos with his recommendation for both an album and even a video game.
Yeah, so the album I chose was Bizarre Ride 2, made by The Far Side, which was their debut album. It's an American hip-hop group, and it was released on November 24th, 1992. You can find this on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, and even YouTube Music. It has a West Coast hip-hop slash jazz rap vibe. I really like it, and this whole album... it's just filled with great rhymes, amazing productions, and a sense of humor that really goes a long way. And I highly recommend this timeless album to anybody that wants to listen to it. And then, any questions before I move on?
For the album, are there any other, like, popular artists that have a similar sound? Like, what other, if someone listened to a similar artist, what would that be and why
I don't
would
know
they
because
know?
I don't listen to a lot of old school rap. This is like mainly the first album that I got myself into. So I sadly would not be able to answer that question. Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
So the next game that I chose is Red Dead Redemption 2, which is on PS4, Xbox, and PC. It costs $60, but it does go on sale pretty often. It released on October 26, 2018, so it's a fairly new game. It's a Wild West story-driven shooter with a single-player story mode, with also a multiplayer mode similar to GTA. And it puts you in a dramatic single-player story as Arthur Morgan, a young American man in a gang of outlaws led by their idealistic leader, Dutch Vandalin. These characters are all trying to find their place in a world where law and order is making its way into the Wild Wild West. That's it.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a robbery.
Sons of Dutch. Makes us brothers. Sometimes brothers make mistakes.
You'll never change. I know that.
All of you venerate savagery.
Well, I think that about wraps up today's podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and don't forget to check in next week when Group One will share their recommendations. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye, see you.